These are voices from home for Santa Barbara serviceman, Master Sergeant David McNavid. And by the way, Dave, we'd like to say right here and now, those of us here in the studio tonight are going to enjoy Patan's ice cream treat of the month, which is coconut cherry pineapple ice cream. How does that sound, Kathy? She just said, wow. And incidentally, next month, they're going to have a wonderful flavor, too, all month long. It's called Black Raspberry Parfait, and it's really delicious. We'll try some next Sunday evening, but you don't have to wait, friends. It'll be out the 1st of July. And incidentally, Dave, don't you worry either, because we haven't forgotten you in this regard. When you come home, you have a special invitation to drop in any time at Patan Dairy for some real home-like refreshment. You take the whole family along, too. The kiddies will enjoy it, I know. Now, before we continue, here's Dick Maffitt.
With such a vital interest in the community it serves, Patan Dairy Farms is extending an invitation to all the newcomers to this community. The invitation goes farther than just urging newcomers to try Patan products. The people at the Patan Dairy Farms want you to visit the plant located at Canon Perdido and Milpa Streets in Santa Barbara. Here you'll see one of the finest and most modern production units in the country. Here you'll see Patan Dairy Farms personnel processing locally produced dairy foods such as Patan quality ice cream and Patan homogenized milk and others. Yes, whether you're a seasonal visitor or a new permanent resident of Santa Barbara, Patan hopes to serve you in much the same manner as Patan serves the entire community. So the next time you're in the area of Milpas and Canon Perdido Streets, visit the clean white Patan Dairy Farms plant and remember to call Patan for dairy service to your home soon. Dairy service to your home soon.
Well?
Thanks a lot, Dick. Now we'd like to have you friends meet some of our special guests here in the studio tonight and to add their voices from home. Stand by as we continue with Master Sergeant David Gray McDavid's voices from home. First of all, we have a brother of Dave's. He's Mr. William McDavid. May I call you Bill?
Sure thing.
Okay, Bill, you're a very familiar face around Santa Barbara. Where have I seen you before?
Well, I'm working at the First National Bank. I've been back in town about 2 years after being away for 11 in San Francisco.
It's good to be back, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
What would you like to pass along to that brother of yours?
Well, I'm certainly glad to be able to say hello to him. It's been a long time. He dropped by here about 2 years ago when he's on his way out.
Is he older than you are?
No, he's younger. And he's had a lot of service. I also want to pass along a word of good cheer from Tony and Dick, who wanted to be remembered particularly. And to say hello for certain to Ellen and the kids.
And how about this young lady here? I think I've seen her picture in the paper before, haven't I?
Yes, we have Kathleen here tonight, Dave. And she's getting along just swell. She's been able to take part in Girl Scout activities this year, and we're very encouraged about her progress.
She's a very beautiful little girl, too, that's for sure. Kathy, how old are you?
10.
Just 10 years old. You're a big girl for 10. What would you like to say to that uncle of yours and your aunt and, let's see, that would be your niece and, it'd be your cousins.
Cousins,
that's right. Go ahead. What would you like to say to him? You'd like to say hi to Dave and Uncle Dave?
You ask him how the children are, right? Ask him how Mary Beth is.
Hello, Uncle Dave. How's Mary Beth and David?
Tell them how you've been feeling.
I've been feeling fine.
That's good. It's kind of hard to find words to say, isn't it, when this big old microphone is sticking us in the face right there. Well, thanks a lot, Mr. Bill McDavid and Kathleen. Now let's get these other three folks here on the microphone real quickly, may we? Mrs. Pat Cuthbertson and her two boys, Dave and George. We can get them right over here. Mrs. Cuthbertson, how are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Just fine. What would you like to say to that brother of
Hello,
yours?
Hello, Dave. I'm so glad you're all together. Hello, Hello, Ellen and Mary Beth and Davy. We certainly enjoy your letters, and did you ever get the pictures that we sent of the boys on their High Sierra trip? They hope to go to the mountains again this year. We hope that it won't be too long before we see you again.
We all hope that, too, don't we? And this is Dave. Are you a namesake of that uncle of yours?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be.
A good-looking fellow, this Dave. How old are you, Dave?
14.
What would you like to say to your uncle?
Well, hi, Dave. How are things over there? I hope someday to see Tokyo. By the way, our school spring production was Pinafore, and I played Dick Deadeye. I thought you might like to know. Things are going along swell here, and I want to wish you the best of luck.
Ah, thanks a lot, David. And this young gentleman's name?
That's George.
George Cuthbertson. George, right. What would you like to say? You're the older brother of the Cuthbertson boys, huh?
You wouldn't know it.
You're both big fellas, that's for sure.
Well, I'd like to say hi, Dave. Things are going fine. I like high school a lot. School's still there. And they remember you still. How are you getting along? And I hope...
Hope he comes back soon.
Yeah.
Good enough. We'll swallow that Adam's apple there together, won't we? Thanks a lot, all of you folks. Our special thanks to Mrs. Elizabeth McDavid and all you other friends who've been with us this evening to send Master Sergeant David Gray McDavid's His Voices from Home. Next week, your friendly Patan Derry will again take pleasure in bringing you the warmness which is keenly felt when parents, relatives, and loved ones talk to their sons and daughters around the world. If you've enjoyed tonight's program, we'd appreciate hearing from you. Send your letters to Patan Derry, Santa Barbara. And be sure to join us next week to hear familiar, friendly Voices from Home.
North, south, east, west. Korea, Germany, Tokyo. To the men and women serving in our United States Armed Forces, Patan Derry proudly presents Voices from Home. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Patan Derry invites you to join your salutation with those of our special studio guests who in just a moment will send warmest greetings to a Santa Barbara now serving somewhere around the world with the United States Armed Forces. Tonight's specially transcribed letter, along with photographs taken after the broadcast, will be airmailed immediately across the sea. Voices from Home. Tonight we feel that we have a very interestingly different program for you, for a serviceman and his entire family overseas will be the recipients of this special letter. But first of all, here's Dick Maffitt.
Locally produced milk is your best buy. Yes, friends, when you buy Patan Dairy Farm's locally produced milk in a handy quart carton, you're getting your best buy. Your local dairy industry, of which Patan is a part, puts its dollars back into circulation right here in Santa Barbara. As every other local business, Patan Dairy Farms pays salaries and wages, pays taxes, buys goods and services from other local businesses, and grows with the community for a better tomorrow. So directly or indirectly, you benefit when you purchase locally produced milk. Milk produced by Patan Dairy Farms of Santa Barbara. In addition to its investment in your community, Patan Dairy Farm carries on in the perfection of dairy products. Dairy products that help to assure a healthier community. So remember, the next time you buy milk at your favorite food store, buy locally produced Patan Dairy Farm's milk. Reach for the square quart carton. Now here's Al Sanders.
Mighty good advice, Dick. Mighty good advice. Mighty true words, too. Now, first of all, let's get the envelope address tonight to the serviceman we're saluting. And to do that very thing most appropriately, let's talk to a very lovely lady who no doubt has occasion to write the address more than anyone else. Now, the return address on the envelope here will be 1740... Now, the return address on the envelope here will be 1747 Grand Avenue. And here's his mother, Mrs. Elizabeth McDavid, to add her voice from home. First of all, Mrs. McDavid, to whom are we sending this special letter?
David Gray McDavid, Tokyo. Gray McDavid in Tokyo.
And how long has he been overseas now?
It's been 2 years. Right on 2 years and a half.
He's in what branch of the Armed Forces?
He's in the Air Force.
Is he planning on making that a career?
Well, if we have any more wars, I expect he will. He was in the Navy in the last war.
So he's trying out all branches of the Armed Forces, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
Good enough. Well, he's a wonderful fellow, I know. He attended Santa Barbara City Schools, I understand.
Yes, he did.
And how long have you folks been here in Santa Barbara?
Well, I came in 1905.
Let's see. Mine's 1905.